You used to know my passcode. I used to know your heart. I used to let you hold my hand, but now you stand here tearing me apart. I got my secrets. You used to have the key. You went from keeping something special sealed up tight to giving it for free. But darling, I found would get so round. Such a shame. Now we'll never be the same. Ooh, I got you this time.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our discussion this morning with Graham McKenna. He is the man in charge of the Linda, the WAMC Performing Arts Studio, located right on Central Avenue in Albany. And you can find out more information at thelinda.org. But before you do that, actually listen to him tell you information about the Linda.
Get some extra information.
That's right. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you this morning?
I'm fine.
Glad
Welcome.
To hear it. We were listening to Jocelyn and Chris Arndt, the sibling powerhouse duo that are a local young couple that that have great harmonies, as you can hear. I love that. It's definitely a modern love song. You used to know my passcode. You know, I love that.
I love
that lyric. That was the song was called Shame. It's off their just released album, Edges. They've been touring all over the country, and they are coming back to our capital region, their capital region area, and they're going to play the Linda this Saturday evening, May 14th. The show is going to start at 8 o'clock. Doors will open at 7. It should be a rockin', and I mean that literally, a rockin' night. So.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Come out and hear this young duo. They really are good. They've got a great band backing them up as well, and it should be a fun night of great music. And then backing up a little bit, tonight we have the In Our Own Voices and the Pride Center of the Capital Region are presenting an interactive community panel and discussion about life after gay marriage. And actually, that's not literally life after gay marriage. Like, what do we do after we're married? It's actually, what are the gay community is doing now? What are the issues that face the LGBTQ community now that that issue has been resolved to a greater extent? So they're going to be discussing politics, family issues, disability issues impacting transgender, gender non-conforming individuals, et cetera. It's a chance for this community to come on out and to talk about, you know, what this community should be talking about.
Excellent.
So it's a great evening. It's free and open to everyone. That is tonight. It'll start at 6 o'clock and run till about 8. Then on Friday, the Empire State Youth Orchestra also has the Empire State Youth Jazz and Repertory Jazz Ensembles, and they will be here on Friday evening. Very pleased to have them. They cull out of, I think they auditioned like 300-some-odd young
it's huge.
Musicians. It's quite large, and they're just phenomenal group of young musicians. And, of course, taking on jazz and a jazz ensemble format is also, to me, quite remarkable. So we're pleased to have them. That's going to be a 7:30 show. Tickets are available at the door only for this event, so show up. Doors will open at 6:30 for the 7:30 show, and you can get your tickets tomorrow night. Then we're moving on to next week. It will be the third Thursday, May 19th. So our Food for Thought film series, we're going to present Reuse Because You Can't Recycle the Planet. And there's just a statement of fact. Reuse because you can't recycle the planet. The film follows a reuse pro, Alex Eves, across the country as he looks at how we are dealing with this issue of as you say, it's not, the film says, it isn't a waste problem, it's a waste solution, and how they're reusing. And we've got a great panel of some people locally in our region who are doing just that, you know, how they reclaim, they dismantle the buildings, pull the nails out of the wood, and literally reuse everything that was originally, you know, used in the buildings.
Sure.
They do that with a lot of other products and things as well. So very interesting film. And panel discussion follow afterwards. There will be food samples from the Honest Wade Food Co-op from 6 to 7. The film will start at 7. There'll also be music by Jack Empey, as always, to play along to our little social hour between 6 and 7. And then the movie will start, and then immediately following the movie, we'll have the panel discussion. Then coming up later in the month, we've got Jim Gaudet and the Railroad Boys with special guest Sarah Milanovic. They're going to be releasing their fifth CD, and their CD release party will be at the Linda on Friday, May 20th. We have the Phil Oaks Song Night featuring Sunny Oaks, Phil's sister, and of course our own Wanda Fisher, host of the Hudson River Sampler, a great group celebrating the work and life of Phil Oaks, as we do every year, and that'll be a live broadcast, so you can come on down and be part of the live audience for that. And then we've got the birthday celebration for the late Lee Shaw, where we're going to have a concert and film. We also got Sarah Kilborn featuring the cabaret show The Lavender Blues. And then I should also mention, as always, the music that we present at the Linda, we record and broadcast later on Wednesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. on Live at the Linda. And next week, we had a great concert with Garland Jeffries back in June of 2015. We're going to hear that on the 18th, and then on the 25th, Bob Schneider from his August 2015 concert. So there you have it, a little bit of what's coming up.
All kinds of good stuff, and you can learn more by going to thelinda.org, thelinda.org. Graham McKenna, thank you very much for being with us. Always nice to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, Sean Stone, our cultural editor, will be here. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.